Grand Rising, and welcome back to part two of the season finale episode of 29 and the podcast. I am your host, Casey, pronouns she and her, and 29 and is a podcast where I rant, reflect, and unpack a mixed bag of topics on my journey of intentionally staying true to myself, my purpose, and my blackness. So yes, the season finale episode ran a bit long for my liking, so I have split it into two parts. And here is part two. So lessons 7 through 12 and any final thoughts I may have. I hope that you are enjoying the reflection of these lessons thus far. And without further ado, let us continue, shall we? And that brings me to lesson number 7 of 2020. The niggas who choose not to be shit ain't shit. Okay? Niggas, gender neutral term. A nigga is a state of mind. Being a nigga is a state of mind. The niggas who choose not to be shit ain't shit. I just went over love is an action and an intention. So you choose to love. You also can choose to be an ain't shit nigga. And if you do choose to be an ain't shit nigga, you ain't shit. I say all that to say, my lesson this year was that my ex was fake open, faux poly, tisk, tisk, tisk. And I learned a whole lot about how I truly saw myself, what I thought I deserved, what I will and won't allow in future relationships. I learned how pivotal communication for me, how pivotal communication is for me in all the things. I was able to rise to the challenge of being able to express my feelings in that relationship, which I'm very, very grateful for. I was able to express my needs in many different ways to the best of my abilities. I moved past fear because I moved past fear in order to be vulnerable in a situation with someone to highlight where they could pick up the slack a bit. And I expressed this many times in many ways. And I moved swiftly, so proud of myself, but I moved swiftly when I realized that this person didn't actually care. They were in a sweet situation. They were with me. Okay? You're not going to want to rock the boat. You're going to want to maintain. I am the big fish. I am the big fish. So he didn't want to rock the boat. What he didn't realize was that, bitch, I'm about to jump back in the water. Because you have me here just lying on a cold slab in the middle of the boat, my nigga. You didn't even take the time to get the restraints or a fishnet or a cooler. You couldn't even put me on ice, my nigga. Now I'm jumping back in the water. So I had to go with the swiftness. And baby, when I tell you swift, I'm laughing. I can laugh now because I have moved past, you know, all of the feelings, but there was a breaking point, and after that point, it was like, go time, pack your shit and go. Pack your shit, explain yourself, leave room for dialogue, but get the fuck out because this ain't what you want. This is not what you want. This is not what you deserve. You are a big fish. And you need to be treated as such. Period. Huge lesson for 2020. Glad I learned it this year while I'm holed up in the house so I can take all of the time to be heartbroken and cry about it and blame myself and then learn that I shouldn't be blaming myself in the first place and that everything is a lesson and that that person was brought into my life to teach me very valuable lessons, which I believe I have picked up on. Thank the Creator. Let's move on, shall we? Actually, let's repeat lesson number 7. The niggas who choose not to be shit ain't shit. Said with whole chest. Send tweet. That was Ode to Sati. Moving on to lesson number 8. Controversial. Hot take. Not really. Celebrity culture is killing you, killing us, killing you, killing me, killing us, killing you, killing them, killing her, killing him, killing them, killing us. Celebrity culture is killing us. Eat the rich. Eat the rich. And then I'm laughing because the celebrities that we see in our face all the time, they're probably broke. They're probably broke and enslaved to the Hollywood machine, which is why now, seemingly more than ever, they seem to be so obnoxious with their wealth, so obnoxious with their lack of connectedness to the average person. I don't believe a truly rich person would consistently harass me via social media to remind me that they have, what I don't have. I don't know. All of that posturing to me, my perception of the celebrity culture posturing is to make sure that we as a consumer is distracted enough to not focus on ourselves, to not focus on our souls, to not focus on our well-being. And it works. It works. These celebrities are popular because of us. Because of mainstream media pumping them down our throats. But in addition to that pumping down our throats, we also opt in at times. And that opt in is what fuels their perceived power. However, when y'all are ready to eat the rich, let me know. 29 Ann will be taking part of that party, okay? And this segues very, very beautifully into my next lesson, which is lesson number 9. Social media is killing you. Social media is killing you. Me, us, we, them, her, him, you. Me. Now, yes, I do and will always and absolutely acknowledge the many has a question mark over it. I acknowledge the positive use of social media. I'm not talking about that when I say that social media is killing us, obviously. I'm talking about the flip side, the quote unquote hidden in plain sight messaging that we are the product, our energy, our attention is the product. The social dilemma done told you, social media is designed to be addictive and to take up your valuable time. Your valuable time. And remember, lesson number 3, sit that ass down. You're doing too much. Look inwards. Lesson number 4, the power of gratitude, the power of meditation. Social media is taking you away from that. And if you are not tapping into yourself, you're wasting time. Ooh, I hate that I delivered it like that. It feels so harsh. It feels so harsh, but I implore you to take the urgency of the delivery of that phrase with love. If you do not know yourself on this earth, what is the point? I don't know. Maybe I am speaking from a place of privilege when I say that. So I will definitely take some more time to think about why I'm feeling a little bit icky in saying it that way. So let me rephrase, because I do want this to come across. I want this to be received. I want this to be understood to be coming from a place of love. Obviously, social media is an integral part of how we connect, particularly now that we are in a global pandemic and have to socially distance, yes. But addiction and distraction is also a cause of excessive social media use. And I want to remind you that this time is yours. You are mandated to stay your ass at home. The government has told you to stay your ass at home. So you have the freedom to do with the time, the free time in your home, God willing. And then so I'm starting to see the like privileges at play here. However, whatever you've got in this time, even if it's nothing, I am praying. I am praying that this time where the world is told to sit still, I just feel like the significance of everyone, everything that we know just halting. I feel like that is so significant. Well, not everything that we know halting to a stop, because the world is still turning. And we also have to, I'm going off on a tangent that I'm not going to go off on. What I will say is, circling back, social media, obsessive and addictive social media use is killing you. And one should take breaks as much as possible, as much as healthily possible. Also, to add on to this, the notion that social media is the only path to success is also killing us. And I'm just going to leave that there because I'm not going to go into it. But if you felt it, you felt it. If you didn't feel it, think about it, and maybe you will. Lesson number 10. Individualism is killing us. When we think of ourselves as separate beings living individual lives, it's almost like we obstruct the fact that we are human, that we are social beings, that we are connected, that there is a seed of connectivity that links us all. And I will admit that I'm currently only immediately concerned by what individualism is doing to Black folks, because that's who I'm concerned with. Black women and femmes in particular. And the energy of individualism is not native to us. It's not indigenous. It's not our tradition. It's not in our tradition. Community is what we are raised learning and what we are raised surrounded by for the most part. Okay. Some of those communities are even matriarchal. communities. Hey, wouldn't you say? And so there has to be an acknowledgement that individualism was taught. We learned to be like this. We learned this by lost, soulless, colonizing folks who worship capitalism and white supremacy. So when we go ham for individualism, we are going ham for capitalism and white supremacy. It is against our best interests as a people to treat our fellow folk the way these colonizer energies showed us how. It is counterintuitive, it is counterproductive, and you have to think that they taught us to be this way for a reason. What is the productivity that they are trying to counter? Question mark. And so this lesson was really amplified by the pandemic. I have never seen such a sad display of lack of humanity that a lot of people displayed, a lot of people exhibited during the pandemic. I wonder how much toilet paper they think that they can use, how much shit they have in their bodies for folks to be stockpiling all of the toilet paper, buying those crates, what are those called? Pallets, buying pallets full of essential items for them and their family, or worse, to sell at a higher price because now it's in high demand. That energy, witnessing that energy during this pandemic was really disheartening. The spirit, the demon entity of individualism is rife. And I implore anyone listening to this to really reflect on the ways that they have exhibited toxic individualism, and reflect on ways to find a path to walking away from those habits. I promise you it'll only help. I mean, the opposite of individualism is community, and what seems easier? One individual doing it alone or an individual being supported by a community? I don't know. You tell me. But yeah, I don't know. Individualism is killing us, and we on an individual level have to recognize this in order to change it, which is the ironic part. However, I hold hope that there are people like myself who are working at living their lives in a love ethic better and better each day, and hopefully that energy will trickle down in the ways that it needs to and create a strong foundation for a new type of living that is exempt from or intentionally tries to weed out that counterproductive and counterintuitive energy of individualism. It just doesn't make sense, y'all. It just doesn't make sense. But anyway, we move on. Lesson number 11, baby. Magical lesson number 11 that I learned in 2020, and this is probably the most personal lesson of the list, is that I, Casey Olivia Kwanzaa, I am tapped in. There is a frequency here on earth in which love is the norm, love is the standard, where love of self and love of others is not chastised, criticized, or questioned. And there is a frequency here on this earth that fortifies you. The more time that you spend in the peaceful flow with nature, there is a frequency here on earth that reminds you that the creator, the power of the creator exists in you. I've said this before and I'll say it again. There's a frequency here that reminds you that you are a co-creator of all things in this life. Think about that. It starts in your mind. Whatever is transpiring, the way that it is being received starts with you. How it manifests starts with you. And this is something new for me. I've believed, you know, in my ability, in my in my capacity. But 2020 has been the year to remind me of the power that we possess, which is the power they want us to forget that we possess. The lesson that nothing is coincidence, and that life, this life on earth, for my soul, my body, is by design. Those facts have been reaffirmed for me time and time again over this year. And now with this information, if I look back, I can see it further back. I can see it. Think of all of the happy coincidences you've experienced. Let's just think about this year. I hope you've experienced at least one happy coincidence this year. But think about all of them. What did those happy coincidences propel you towards? If you haven't thought about it already, think about it. What did that thing push you towards? And the same things for the not so happy instances. What did it pull you away from? Or what did the not so happy coincidence teach you? I'm understanding now that we go through this earthly life dealing with the lessons along the way in order to gain insight and, in fact, to remember who we really are. And when I say who we really are, who we truly are, I mean like who we are, who our souls are without this body. After this flesh drops off, rots off, burns off, buries off, whatever. The life lessons that we are going through are helping us remember the power that we possess. My soul, I tell myself this every time I say my mantra. My soul chose this body to take on this life journey. And that's it. That's just what it is for me. Because I know that beyond this earth, I still exist. And now I'm really starting to believe that if nothing is coincidence, then neither is my presence here on earth. And if my presence here on earth isn't coincidence, then why am I here? And that is what I'm focused on. That's what I'm focused on. Don't you want to know? Don't you want to remember? Don't you want to be able to recall the power that you possess? I do. And so I'm working at it. And so lesson 11 of 2020 is that I'm tapped in. And I'm proud to say it. I'm happy to say it. I'm glad to say it. I'm able to speak with my ancestors. I am able to speak with a dear friend of mine who passed at a very pivotal time in our lives, but I won't even go into that. I now understand in hindsight that my friend who passed, it was his time. And that is so wild to say with love. Like, I firmly, firmly believe that, like, based on what I understand now, yes, he was meant to go at that time. That very, very year, that very, very month, if you think about what was going on anyway. Your girl is tapped in. I am absolutely, most definitely working on clarifying the quality of the frequencies that I'm tapped into, because they have brought me to a very, very great place thus far, and they have not led me wrong. They have not led me wrong in my 29 years of living. My spirit guides, my ancestors, the creator, the universe has not led me astray. And so now my intention is to just understand how the communication happens, because that's where it is. I want to be able to be one with I want to be one with the frequency, so that it's not a matter of I have to channel this, but it is or it's not a matter of, oh, I have to set all of this time aside and do this thing in order to do that, da, da, da. It's more of a just, I wake up and I'm connected to my spirit guides because I am. I'm connected to my ancestors because I am. I'm connected to the universe because I am. I am connected to the creator because I am. And so the ways in which they will communicate with me will just be a part of the natural flow of my day, because I am. Feels wonderful to share that. I'm really excited for that particular journey, y'all. I have been getting messages, baby. It's so funny. It's so strange. I mean, it's not strange, but it's new. It's unfamiliar. It's unfamiliar to be this intentional about hearing and seeing and looking out for. But now that I am, it happens almost on a daily basis. That some type of synchronicity or connection or message comes through for me. And that's super exciting. That's exciting. I don't know about y'all, but that's exciting to me. Last lesson, lesson number 12. See what I did there? Last lesson that I've learned in 2020 is that Black creativity is the answer. Always will be, always has been, point blank period. Black creativity is the key. I believe that the Black creator spirit energy, that is priceless. The magnitude of the power of creation, namely the creation of joy and jovial energy, that when it's done and executed by Black people and done right, oh my God. Honestly, I feel like maybe that is what they're trying to stomp out of us, that Black creative spirit, because Black creativity brings us joy. It brings us happiness, laughter, fun, brings us introspection, brings us tears and release. It brings people together. It brings us healing, peace. Black creativity is everything. Black creativity can be a tool of education. Black creativity can be a tool of inspiration. If you haven't, if you have not this year, please, there is still time to honor that creative energy within and add your energy, your creative energy to the 2020 mix. I firmly believe that honoring the creative in you, the creator in you, is self-love. I believe that it will do wonders for your heart and your disposition to be able to create something. Even if no one ever sees it, even if it's not perfect, even if it's your first time, just creating something for you. Creativity, oh my God, Black creativity, it's almost like supreme. It is supreme because Black creativity is us channeling God. Black creativity is us channeling God. Black creativity is us thinking something and then it existing not shortly thereafter. That's that's power. That's beautiful. So I implore you to tap into that Black creative energy for yourself. It has done wonders for me. I'm now able to share my thoughts with you via a podcast because of the power of Black creativity. And I truly, truly hope that we can all tap into that energy and find personal fulfillment through creativity. Again, without the pressure, without the frills, without the posturing, without the eyes. Without anyone's opinion but your own, you know? That's lesson number 12, and that rounds out the 12 lessons that I've learned. This is not an exhaustive list, but it is 12 things that I have learned over the course of the year 2020. And I hope that in me sharing these things again, you are moved to further introspection and you are encouraged in whatever it is you want to move forward in this life with. Because I'm rooting for you. You don't even know me and I'm rooting for you. You might know me and I'm still rooting for you. You know, just spreading some love, but. Let me go back and retract. Not retract. Let me go back and list them. Lesson number one. Cheesy, but true. Good things come to those who wait. Lesson number two. Employers will expect blind loyalty until it's time for their asses to be reciprocal. Lesson number three, sit that ass down. You're doing too much. Lesson number four, the power of gratitude and meditation will set you free. Lesson number five, relationships are hard work. Don't enter into a relationship unless you're willing to work. That's a waste of time. Lesson number six, Love is an action. Lesson number 7. The niggas who choose not to be shit ain't shit. Again, niggas is a gender neutral term. Lesson number 8. Celebrity culture is killing you. Lesson number 9. Social media is killing you. Lesson number 10. Individualism is killing you. And lesson number 12. I am tapped in, darling. I am tapped in. And there we have it. Last episode of the year. Last episode of the season. First season for the books. I'm happy I made it. I couldn't see this far. But I'm happy to be here. And I thank you for listening to yet another episode of 29 and the podcast. I thank you so much for listening and I love you. Please, please, please do not ever forget that where I'm coming from is from a place of love. 2020 has absolutely piled a whole heap of foolishness on our plates. For that, I am certain. However, as this year comes to a close, I hope that anything that you want to remain in 2020 stays here, and that anything that you want for yourself 2021 onwards, you understand fundamentally that you are the creator of what is about to happen in your life. I wish you nothing but love. I wish you nothing but self-understanding along the way. I wish you nothing but clarity. I wish you nothing but peace and safety. Y'all, COVID-19 is no joke. And this is coming from someone who has tested positive and who has had loved ones who have suffered through COVID-19. I want to make sure that we are, yet again, I want to make sure that we're prepared. And so I share this with my entire heart, not even from the bottom. I share this with my entire heart in order to hopefully drop gems so that we as a collective can continue to prepare ourselves for greater understand. Please understand that it is truly this or better for you if you believe it. And that's something that I believe for myself. General housekeeping. Congrats to the recipient of the bouquet of flowers for my subscriber giveaway. They opted not to share their name on the show, but I hope that they are enjoying their beautiful, beautiful floral arrangement. And again, it was sent to you with love. Thank you so much for listening. You know who you are. Housekeeping. I will not be updating the 29 and Instagram page for now. That particular platform has proven to be very problematic for me. And I don't want to bring my podcast there. I tried it, didn't really like it. So I'm off that. That being said, please stay subscribed so I can let you know when I'm back for season two, because I am coming back, bitches. Don't count me out. So I can let you know when I'm back for season two. Subscribe to be kept abreast on all updates. I might send a little happy new year. A little happy new year, a little 1, 2, 3. But yes, the website 29and.com, and subscribing to the mailing list is the best ways to keep abreast of what is going on. I am so excited. I'm working on something that I'm so excited to share with the listening collective. It is in the works, it's bubbling, it's practically almost done, but it will soon be ready for everyone to take a peek at and hopefully share. And yeah, I don't know. I don't think there's anything else left to say beyond I love you. If you made it to this episode, if you made it to this day at the end of this, well, I don't know when you'll be listening to this. So let me say, if you are listening to this at the end of 2020, wow, you survived a global pandemic. Your body carried you through a global pandemic. Your mind supported you through a global pandemic. The community that you built supported you through a global pandemic. You should be very, very proud of yourself. And I am very, very proud of you. If you are ending this year on a not so bright or positive note, I pray you remember that everything in life passes and that time is not linear. It's not linear. That's a lie. We made that shit up. It's not linear. We don't know how to measure time. But I say all that to say that it will pass. These turbulent times will pass, and I implore you to contribute to the creation of a better reality for yourself. Not take control completely, because maybe that's too much to ask for, but I pray that you at least intend to change your current situation. I pray that you step into the role as co-conspirator. Actually, I pray that you fully and wholeheartedly, or you find a way to fully and wholeheartedly step into your role as a co-creator. I'm not even gonna pussyfoot around it, y'all. If we all do it, if we all do it, imagine what can happen. That's all I'm gonna say. Yet again, oh my goodness, everyone is having such a great time in my house today. I'm so sorry. So let me, housekeeping, my mom is screaming at the top of her lungs, praise God, because she was very sick a few weeks ago, so I'm very happy to hear this. However, housekeeping, if you are listening to this and you were disturbed by the exclamations in the background, by my brother, by the music bumping, by my family, I do apologize. I will try and make sure that recordings are a lot more soundproof, but it's the end of the year. Relax a little bit. I really wasn't about to get out of my bed to record this. I'm so sorry, but I'm not sorry. And I hope that you took what you needed from it, okay? I love you. Please. Okay, I think that is all for now. I will connect with you, beautiful, beautiful souls, next year. Happy holidays if you celebrate, if you're in the celebrating spirit. Happy New Year if you're celebrating, if you are in the New Year spirit. Happy another day if you are just glad to be up for another day. I am always sending you an outpouring of love. And praying for change, and praying that change is sooner around the corner than we think it is. Okay, I'm actually gonna leave now. I love you. Casey signing out.
Goodbye 2020. Thank you for all of the lessons that you have shown me this year. And hello 2021. I look forward to continuing to learn, to continuing to grow, and to continue to implement what I have learned up until this point. Peace.